Foxconn says the jobs it plans to create at the huge plant it's building in Racine County will be focused mostly on research and development, not manufacturing. Scott Walker was governor in 2017 when he touted the LCD screen manufacturing plant as a once-in-a-generation opportunity. State and local officials provided more than $4 billion in tax incentives for the Taiwanese electronics giant, which promised to create up to 13,000 jobs. Then last summer, President Trump presided over the groundbreaking ceremony in Mount Pleasant. But Foxconn confirmed yesterday that three-quarters of the jobs will be in research and development instead of manufacturing, citing a changing global marketplace. Foxconn opponents quickly renewed their criticism and voiced concerns that the deal might not pan out for taxpayers. WUWM's Marty Michelson talked to Sean Ryan of the Business Journal, who said the news didn't come as a surprise.
Foxconn, even going back to last summer, was talking about them sort of changing what they expected their operations to be at their Mount Pleasant plants, sort of shifting away from what was going to be really assembly-heavy work in terms of the number of jobs and moving more towards research and development, more engineering, really more product development type things here in Wisconsin, and also sort of changing the types of assembly and manufacturing work that would be done here. So it sounds like this is kind of a constantly evolving thing for the company as they respond to the markets, to the demand.
Where does this development leave Wisconsin as far as the contract it signed with Foxconn?
The contract still stands. The company is saying that they are going to stick to that job creation number of 13,000 jobs and stay to that long-term commitment. The terms of that haven't changed. What could change is just the type of jobs, the type of things they would be doing here in Wisconsin, and maybe even the location of that work as far as whether it's spread around more statewide versus all being concentrated in Racine County. We've seen them buy a number of different what they're calling technology centers in different communities across the state. You know, those include Green Bay. They bought them in the city of Racine, and also they have that building in downtown Milwaukee as well. And that more speaks to the kind of research and technology development they've been talking about doing here in Wisconsin. That's what those buildings are for, and there's going to be jobs created in those that are different from just straight manufacturing jobs, which is what I think a lot of people had forefront in mind when this project was first announced going back to 2017.
What might Governor Evers do in light of this development?
The Evers administration, they spoke with one of our reporters today and said that they're going to continue to commit time, they're going to commit personnel to watch that contract and make sure that the interests of the Wisconsin taxpayers are protected, is the way that they put it. And they're going to continue working and communicating with Foxconn going forward.
Might there be more announcements as far as changing the scope of the project?
I wouldn't be surprised if we see more changes and more evolution as time goes on. Foxconn itself in their statement today said that their plans are driven by the plans of their customers, and that's what necessitated sort of the adjustments of those plans that we've already been hearing about and heard more about today. And I think that's going to continue to happen. I mean, this is a dynamic company, a company that works internationally, and they're a company with big plans and a broad scope for those plans. So I think as time goes on, we're going to continue to see some changes on what exactly they plan to build as they're building out this research and tech and manufacturing park in Racine County.